What's up, everybody? How you doing? Episode number 319, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your Sunday going? How the hell was your week? I hope everybody's safe. I hope you're okay out there. I'm recording this a little differently. I have my microphone propped up different than I've tried before. Hopefully it turns out good. It looks like the WAV files are fine. Hopefully I don't do this for an hour and a half and it turns out like crap, you know? That would suck. Anyways, what I'm drinking is I found this at a grocery store. I'm excited to try it. I've never had it before. I'm not going to shout out the grocery store because they did something once upon a time that really pissed me off. This particular grocery store, the only reason I was in there is they have a specific something that I just can't seem to find anywhere else. I'm not going to name what that is. I'm being very vague right now, and that's okay. But it's really true what they say. First impressions are everything. You know, even 112th impressions are everything. You know, if you have bad customer service, I'm probably not coming back ever. You'll probably never get a second chance. The best example I have of that, I'll actually go ahead and mention the name of the company. In this particular story, there was a racetrack way back when I was married once upon a time. There's a racetrack way back when me and my ex-wife went to, and you know, we went in there. It was just like a Sunday, just like today. And we went in there. She wanted wine. I wanted beer. She didn't have her ID on her, and I had my ID on me. And we're legally at this point married. And we go in there, we pick out what we want after, you know, good ordeal of, oh, I don't want that one. I want something like this and, you know, whatever. We get up to the register and the guy behind the register won't check us out. He's like, no, she doesn't have her ID. And I was like, but sir, I have my ID, you know, it's cool. Like it's all good. Here's my ID. I'm making the purchase. She's with me. We're actually married. And it's all good, you know, and the dude wouldn't sell it to us. He wouldn't sell us the booze. And I was so mad from that. Like I pass by this racetrack every now and then. I will never go in there again, ever. Not to make a gas. I don't care if my tank's on empty. I won't go in there to make a gas purchase. I won't go in there to buy a bag of chips. Nothing. Never, ever again. That was literally my first time in that store. And he wouldn't sell it to us, which, you know, it's like I know he thought he was doing the right thing. But, you know, that's not how it works. I've had my TABC before, you know, and if so, say my wife at the time was 18 years old and I was of age to drink, it wouldn't even matter then. He could still sell it to me because I'm the one purchasing. I'm the one showing him the ID, you know, but it was just one of those petty things. I knew the dude was being petty. I don't know why. Maybe he was having a bad day, but that's all it took. That is all it took. And I've never, you know, like I said, I will drive by this gas station from time to time. I will never go in there. Ever, ever, ever. It doesn't matter if the world is crumbling. That's the last place for shelter. I just won't go in there. You know, just because of that one incident. So this is to all the big corporations. Be careful of who you hire and make sure that they know all the rules, because it doesn't work like that. We still could have bought the shit, gone on with our Sunday. We literally just went across the street and spent money over there. And I know it's not like a back-breaking amount of money in one transaction, but that's the thing about it. That's what he didn't realize. If you do this once, they're never coming back again. You're not getting the $5 transaction, the $25 transaction. Over time, that's what they want. They want that loyalty. So if you, you know, you stifle me one time, I'll never be back. Unless, like I said, with this particular grocery store, they do actually carry something that I just can't. I mean, I go to Walmart. I go to everywhere to try to find this specific item. And they just never have it. This one store that I almost sworn off, the only reason I go in there is to buy this one particular item. So what is the one thing I bought today, you might be asking yourself? after a long-winded intro to get around to what I'm drinking, which I haven't taken a first sip of. I am drinking something called Double Half Life. I don't know how that works. Double of half. So it's like 75% life. It's double your half life. No, that's full percent life. If half is doubled, then it's full percent life. That's kind of funny. That just hit me what that means. This is 8% alcohol by volume. This is, and I'm just reading the label to you guys. This is very nice labeling. Brewed by Manhattan Project Beer Company in Dallas, Texas. This is hazy IPA, which I'm normally not into IPAs. We're going to see what happens here. It is 8% alcohol by volume. I mean, I about just dropped all my other things in my hand when I saw that. They did not have my Bud Light Platinum. They did have Twisted Tea. Oh, it smells good already. I normally don't do this. This isn't the proper... Oh, God, we got to shut that off. This isn't the proper way... This isn't the proper way to do it. You're supposed to pour it into a snifter, you know, like roll it around, smell it to be all fancy, and ooh, good, great notes. But I did smell it when I cracked it a little bit. Kind of smells a little fruity, dude. This might be really good. So if you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. Oh my God. Oh my God. Dude, wow. I hate to turn into Owen Wilson all of a sudden, but wow. I'm not into IPAs normally. Dude, this is really good. Dude, this is really good. 8% alcohol by volume, and it's this damn good? I swear to God, they're not paying me to say this. They don't even know I have it. I did not reach out to anybody to tell them that I have this. This is fucking... Oh my God, I'm taking another drink. Let me get that little bit off the rim. Dude, I can't tell like the fruity smell that it has. This is the shit. And like I said, on top of it, 8% alcohol by volume. Let's take another drink. Jesus. Wow. I do taste that a little bit of that bitterness. Oh my God. You know, just it being an IPA, which is one thing my biggest complaint about IPAs is just it's so dark and bitter a lot of the times. It's unbearable. I have one and I'm done. You know, that's not how drinking works. You're supposed to have more than one. And never be done until you just can't lift your head off the floor anymore, you know? Wow, dude, I am so impressed right now. I didn't expect all this. Anyways, we got a lot to talk about this episode. I'm sitting here bullshitting for the first 10 minutes. We got a Golden Mug Award to give out. It's been a while since I've done this. A Golden Mug Award is basically just anybody who does anything that impresses the... I'm going to have to give out two. After this... Okay, first Golden Mug Award for the episode. Goodness gracious. Hazy IPA, Double Half-Life. Wow. Beyond impressed already. And I just brushed my teeth. Oh, here we go. Pairs well with aged... I can't read that word. Gruyere? I guess that's cheese. Biscuits and garlic. Let's read a little bit more about this. Double Half-Life is the Goldilocks of IPAs. It's not too bitter, not too sweet, and not too dry. It's just right, as the name implies. It has all the same characteristics of Half-Life, but more. I've never had Half-Life. It's juicier, hazier, and a bit hoppier, and definitely higher on the ABV, and yes, it is just... as crushable. I'm guessing the can. Dude, the bitterness scale that they have on the can is only half. Dude, I am sold on this, dude, already. It's very rare. Like, I've taken drinks of stuff before and, like, made mixed drinks on this podcast before and tried it out. You know, nothing has ever surprised me as much as this is right now. Golden Mug Award. We're going to have to give it out, our first one of the episode. To Double Half-Life. This shit is the shit. I'm willing, in case anybody ever hears this from Double Half-Life, I am willing to have you as a sponsor. Good Lord, this is delicious. Here's your Golden Mug Award. Cheers, everybody. Wow. Wow, I'm totally shocked. Anyways, we got a little bit to talk about, another Golden Mug Award to hand out. We got a little NHL to talk about, and we got, if you believe it, I've never talked about this topic on the podcast. It took me 319 episodes to finally say something about it, but I have the bug, people. I work next to a guy who is a huge NASCAR fan. He has his driver, number 12, is it Blaney? Delaney? Blaney? I think it's Blaney. That's his driver. We've kind of been talking about it over the past couple of weeks, and damn it, I think I have the bug. We were kind of chatting about it on Friday, and it's kind of like the college football thing to where I haven't picked a team. So I just kind of bounce around from team to team every season, and, you know, UT was my team last season. They did pretty good. They got pretty close. They ended up losing it to a lesser standings-wise of a team in the playoffs. But dude, I think I'm getting into NASCAR. I haven't stopped thinking about it since we've been talking about it. It's been a couple of weeks now. I haven't brought it up on the podcast yet, but here's some interesting things that have been brought to my attention by my associate. yes, I need to pick a driver. I didn't know this, and this is so cool. And I think this should be adopted, if possible. I don't know if it's applicable for other sports. You can actually rent headphones at the stadium. Let's just say you're going to see a NASCAR race, which I think they're racing today. I wish I knew what time. I can look it up here in a second. You can rent headphones with a broadcast in it, but it's not just any broadcast. It's not just like the main, you know, this is what they're talking about on the TV broadcast, kind of like renting of the headphones. It's, you can listen to damn near anything. You can listen to any car. You can listen to their broadcast. You can listen to any pit crew's broadcast. You can listen to the main broadcast. Dude, there's probably so much more you can even do with it that I haven't even thought about. That is probably one of the coolest features I've ever heard before, and I never knew it existed until like Friday. You know, so help me. This is what I'm asking for. You guys need to help me pick a NASCAR driver that I'm going to stick with. I'm not going to bounce around. I want to pick one NASCAR driver that I'm really into. I'm going to stick with him no matter what. Rain, shine, sleet, or snow. He's going to be my driver. I just don't know who to pick yet. I kind of feel cheesy picking the number 12 car because he already has that one. You know, and Blaney is a younger guy. So he's going to be around for a while, but, yeah, I need help picking a car. I want to pick somebody good. I want to pick, you know, I don't want to pick the guy that's coming in last place every race. I want to pick somebody who's actually in contention for winning a championship. I don't know what has happened to me all of a sudden, but this just sounds like one of the coolest damn things ever. And, just like anything else, I mean, music is better live. Football is better live. Hockey is better live. Everything is just better live, dude. I'm already this into it so early on into my NASCAR exploration that if I go see a live race, dude, I'm going to be so sucked in. And it's not like I needed any more sports to like pay attention to. I don't. I didn't. Like, I'm already full up. I'm doing the college thing. I got four major professional sports that I keep track of. Now adding NASCAR on top of it. Dude, I don't know what has happened all of a sudden, but it's just become fascinating to me. The fact that you can rent that, those headphones alone is just the coolest damn thing in the world. You can listen to the opposing broadcast, whoever is, you know, your direct competition, to see how they're fucking up or how they're, you know, beating you or what, you know, whatever strategy you think. It's just another, it's so Interactive. That's the word I'm looking for. It's so interactive that it makes it even that much more cool. So let's go ahead for the first time ever on this podcast, and we're going to look up the NASCAR standings. I don't know if the race already happened today. It's starting in 8 minutes. Look at that. It's starting in 8 minutes. Let's just go ahead and give the first couple of spots here. And they had to qualify, obviously, to signify their ranking and where they're going to start. Let's just go with what they have displayed here. Well, I want to see my friend's guy, too. Where is he? Blaney. Blaney placed in 15th place. Now, was that a strategy? Did he fuck up? Was there grease on the steering wheel? I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions in my mind right now. So anyways, here's first to, we'll say, 6th place. Now let's go all the way down to Blaney, which is 15th place. First through 15th place, this is how they placed in the qualifying time. This is at Las Vegas Motor Speedway today. Show me your hooters. I don't know why Las Vegas made me think of that. I mean, that's the, should be the titty capital of the world, right? You're going to see more tits in Las Vegas than you will anywhere else. All right, Chris, come on. Stop being immature. All right, here we go. Starting grid. You got Logan in first position. Larson, Cindric, Byron. Let me say their cars. Let me start over. Logan, sorry, I'm new at this, guys. Logan, number 22, first place. Not first place, first position. Followed by Larson, number 5 car. Followed by Cindric, number 2 car. Followed by Byron, number 24 car. Followed by Wallace Jr., the number 23 car. Followed by Briscoe, number 14 car. Followed by Truex Jr., number 19 car. Followed by Gibbs, number 54. Followed by Boucher, number 17 car. That's how you'd say it in hockey. Hockey talk. Boucher. Bell, number 20 car. Elliott, number 9 car. McDowell, number 34 car. Stenhouse Jr., number 47 car. Hakavar, number 77 car. And Blaney, number 12 car. That's first through 15th place. What did they say before the race? It's not let's get it on. That's UFC's thing. They say boogie. No, wait, boogity. Is that for every race? Is that their tagline, boogity? Well, boogity it up, guys. I don't know if that's proper, but good luck to everybody. Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube. 2:30 today, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Dude, I gotta get to one of these events. I've been to the drag races before, and that was a ton of fun. Just the speed and the heat and the... Yeah, just the jet engine on the back of each fucking car is crazy, dude. Pretty cool. So yeah, there's a little bit of, I bet you didn't guess, if you had to make a bet before this episode started, I bet you didn't guess that I was going to talk about NASCAR, did you? There's no way you guessed. So let's go. Just for today, let me just go with Blaney. Let me just go with my friend's driver here. Number 15, number 12 car, 15th position. Let me go with Blaney today. Let's see if he can make some noise there. Push his way up from the back. I don't know all the terminology yet. It's kind of hard to talk about when you don't know much about it. And I know they do score points. You know, it's just kind of like any other sport. The higher you are at the end of the race, the more points you have at the end of the season, which qualifies you for the bigger races. You guys are going to need to help me. Reach out to me at drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com, on X, formerly Twitter, @drinkuntilyou, Facebook, Instagram, drinkuntilyoupodcast. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to get into it more and get a little bit more detail. I'm so green to all of this. Other than knowing the cars drive around in a circle. You know, I do know that, which does seem, you know, I've kind of made fun of NASCAR before. That's, you know, they just drive left after left. Isn't that an old, like, Jerry Seinfeld bit? What do we do next? Left. You know, it's just left after left after left. But I'm into it. For whatever reason, I'm into it. So let's go ahead and take another drink. Cheers, everybody. Yeah, I don't know how the points work. I don't know how the points work yet. I know, obviously first place in this race is going to get the most points, but it adds up over the season. Is it one big race? I feel like for whatever reason, it could just be the Daytona 500. That's what they're all gearing up for. I don't know. It could be a series of three races, I feel like. My intuition is telling me after the conversation I had. I don't know. Anyways, that's a little bit of NASCAR. What do we got next? My Dallas Stars last night, squeaking one out. It just always makes me laugh, dude, when the Stars go to overtime. Because I really don't think, and I actually saw it on Twitter the other day, them practicing. Was it the shootout or whatever? I really don't think they take it serious in practice. When they sit there and they practice this stuff for my Stars, I really don't think they take it serious. And I don't blame them at all. Like, it's not that serious. You know, because when it boils down to it, when it comes playoff time, it's not about shootouts. It's not, there is no 3v3 overtime golden goal wins. It's still golden goal, but it's 5-on-5, you know. It's funny to see them work on it. Just because I think they're just out there goofing off. They had a long, good practice. You know, the legs are sore. And you know, they got a good pump going in the legs from skating so hard and doing drills and stuff. And they're just like, it's fun time. It's like stress-free time. You know, you don't have to do everything perfect. If you miss the shootout shot, big deal. Or, you know, even go even bigger. Try something you've never tried before. Try the, what's it called? The Michigan. Try the Michigan. You know, you never know. It could work out. But yeah, it's funny to see them practice that kind of stuff. It's just, it's really not important. Regardless of what teams do or not, you know, if there's teams that just practice this every time they're at practice, it really doesn't matter. In the end, it doesn't matter. So anyways, my Stars win last night after a long series of games. I can't even remember how many games they've been through recently, but this is their first break in a good while. And I got to say, man, great series of games. Away, home, it doesn't matter. We played well. Even if we lost to a good team within that whole series of whatever it was, 20-something games, 16 games, 20-something games, I don't know. Even if we lost to a good team, my overall feeling after all of this is that we were always in it. We were always close. Even if we pushed it to overtime, even if they came back to push us to overtime, we were always close. You know, and that's always a great sign because you never know what's going on with the team on any given night. There could be some guys missing. You know, there could be some guys not feeling well. And I'm not making excuses. Like, we should definitely, you know, if I could have it my way, we would, you know, be undefeated at this point in the season. It's just not possible. It's just not. There's too many variables. There's a ton of players on each team. It's just not possible to be undefeated. but I will say my overall feeling is that we played really well, even with the losses to good teams. The only one I can think of is a really bad loss to a really bad team, which was Ottawa, you know, and that's okay. You know, like I'm not taking that one too hard. It's not like we're going to, you know, even if it was, like I said last week, a Styles makes fight kind of thing, we're not going to see them in the playoffs. So it's not even a big deal. You know what I mean? That's so much easier to brush off than losing to Vegas because, you know, chances are, when it comes playoff time, you're probably going to have to get through them to go to the cup. So yeah, my Dallas Stars is still doing good. First place right now. Loving it. My Mavericks last I checked. I actually need to check again. Eighth place. I mean, we're teetering. We are teetering. Oh, they're playing right now. I didn't know that. 25 seconds left. We're down by 5 versus the 76ers. Come on, Mavs. What happens if we lose this game? Let's look at the standings here real quick before it's all over. 34-26. Okay, we're still safe in 8th. Even if the Warriors are playing today and they do win, that'll just put them at 33-27. We'll still be ahead. We'll be at 32-28. Not much ahead of them. We got to start winning. Who was the last team we played? Oh, yeah, it was the Celtics, dude. That's a little gut punch, you know, in my opinion. Just losing to the Celtics like that, they did to us what we've done to other teams at certain points, and that we did to, what's their name? OKC, the Thunder. We beat the Thunder by a good 15 to 20 points, didn't we? Last time we played them, they're second place in our conference. But the Celtics is just a little bit of a gut punch, because it's like, if you were to make it that far to the finals, you know you're going to have to see them. And that's not even in a 7-game series. I mean, what's going to happen? We're just going to get swept? That's not fun. Basketball doesn't want to see that. Fans don't want to see that. That's a boring NBA finals, you know? So I am realizing a little bit that we are limited, even with how good Luka and Kyrie can play on any given night. We're still limited. It sucks. It really sucks. I mean, there's just nothing coming down the pipeline that's going to change that, I guess. You know, and that's what I was speaking to a couple of weeks ago, was just how much easier it is to predict NBA. You know, if I'm going week by week, or I'm sorry, day by day, and I'm picking NBA teams to win for this specific day, it's so much easier in the NBA than it is the NFL or NHL or even the MLB. Usually in basketball, the better teams just win. Unless there's a major upset, and if it's during the regular season, big deal. You just move past it for the team that got upset, you know? It's not a huge thing, but yeah, pretty much in basketball, you can just assume the better team is going to win. As much as that sucks, it's not like hockey, man. Like, take the Sharks last night, for example, versus my Stars. The Sharks, I've been watching all season only for the fact that, you guys know this, I love a shitty team. I love a team that's not going to even sniff the playoffs. Just for the fact that there's, I don't know, so many other opportunities for funny shit to happen, for weird shit to happen. Like, the chance that they beat the first place team in the NHL is pretty great. That's the difference, man. Hockey, you get that team to play together. Yeah, they can beat anybody. They can beat anybody on any given night. That doesn't mean they're going to make it to the playoffs, but they can beat literally anybody. You play right strategy. You're firing on all cylinders, as they say. You can beat anybody in hockey. NBA, I mean, I feel like it just takes so much more than that. You have to be firing on all cylinders. Plus, the other team has to have some missing players. You know what I mean? Plus, you know, you got to slick up the basketball. I don't know. I don't know what they do, but you know what I'm saying. It's just not the same. Usually the better team's going to win, so... let's go ahead and take another drink. Cheers, everybody. All right, moving on. Oh, this is it, dude. This is it. We're giving out our second Golden Mug Award. And it goes to the man who ran on the field for the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys have heard about this yet, but this is the reason he's getting the Golden Mug Award, the Drink Until You Podcast Golden Mug Award, is for his genius. He's playing on easy, as they say. He's playing the game of life on easy. So here's what happened. The Super Bowl streaker, he bet 50K in what, and this is just a testament that you can literally bet on anything you want, for any sport you want. You can say it's, you know, it's forecasted to be clear skies and no clouds. You can bet that there might be a couple of drops of rain and probably win some money that way. You can bet on literally anything. So this intelligent human being who is playing the game of life on easy, he bet 50K of his own money that there would be a Super Bowl streaker, okay? He did, you know, get taken down. He did get escorted off the field, which left him with a fine of $1,000, okay? But what he won off of his bet, you're not going to believe this. This blew my mind when I found out the numbers of what this guy made. So he bet 50K, $1,000 fine, right? Off of his bet alone that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl, he made $374,000, dude. Now tell me this guy isn't playing the game of life on easy. Dude, like, I'm going to go ahead and do the math to let you know how much he would be left with. And this is assuming these are all of the charges and, you know, there might have been lawyer fees involved. But still, you have to, $374,000, you have to expect that he came out on top. I mean, Jesus Christ, they're not fining him $100,000. You know what I mean? So $374,000 minus 50K, which he spent on just the bet alone, minus $1,000 leaves this, and assuming there's no, I mean, even if there was $3,000, let's just go ahead and say $3,000 in legal fees, just for shits and giggles. You know how much money this guy would have left off of his single bet? Oh, wait, we got to factor in too. The NFL Super Bowl ticket. What were those going for? About $6,000 at least. Oops. I did 60,000. Minus $6,000, we're going to say, for his Super Bowl ticket. So we got four different charges. We got the 50K he bet. We got the 1,000 that he had to pay for getting busted for being on the field. We have $3,000 lawyer fee. We have a $6,000 NFL or ticket to the NFL Super Bowl. This leaves this man still with $314,000, six figures, for doing something that he knew he was going to do. That is brilliant. That is, there's no other word to describe it, and there's probably a better word to describe it. That is utterly brilliant. How fucking ahead of the game is this guy? You know what I mean? Like, I heard this thing a long time ago, is like, you know, people, when they play the lottery, right? When they play the lottery, you're always going for the $14 billion or the $350 million and, you know, all the big jackpots. But the problem with that is that so is everybody else. They're also going for the giant jackpots because they want to not work for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? So they're all putting in this money. And when that happens, it just lowers your chances of winning the fucking thing. You know what I mean? It just keeps lowering the chances because there's more money putting, more people putting money in on this particular thing. You know? So I heard this brilliant strategy, and it's really like a pamphlet. Like, I'm into like self-help books and like business books, even though I don't apply any of this shit to my podcast whatsoever. I'm just into it. I'm into like human psychology and, you know, like, why do we, when we go to a store, why do we buy the extra shit that we buy? And, you know, how is this store? You think you're going into a store and it's like you're picking out your own outfit. No, you're not. you're not picking out your own outfit. The store is putting these things in your face. So you go, oh, I like this shirt on this mannequin, but I like these jeans on this mannequin, and I like these shoes on this display over here. So you think like, oh, I'm making my own shit. It makes you feel good because you feel like independent and I'm making my own choices, but you're not really. You're only faced with the choices that the store decided to put out. You know what I mean? So I'm always fascinated by shit like this. Like, why do we do what we do? You know, like, so hugely into self-help books, but there was a little pamphlet, basically a pamphlet. It was such a short book called Go for No. And that's what they were talking about, is everybody tries to go for the big jackpot. You know, everybody tries for them, and I'm just not saying there's anything wrong with that. You might win it, you know, one in a however many chance of winning the $34 billion or whatever it is. You know, that's probably too high of a number for a lottery. But, you know, it's like the Go for No book was like, but what about, you know, base hits? They equated it to baseball. What about the base hits? You're not going to hit a home run every time you walk up to the plate. You're just not. I mean, no matter what player, it could be the best player in baseball ever in the history of baseball ever, and they'll never hit a home run every time they go up to the plate. It's just not possible. It's impossible. So why do we as humans decide to swing for the fences on it when we play the lottery or when we play a slot machine or, you know, whatever it is? Why do we always swing for the fences, but you have these little things? There's one called the Texas two-step, and the jackpot for this thing is maybe $500,000, $200,000, but rarely anyone plays it because it's not the $1 million jackpot. It's not the $1 billion jackpot, you know, but if you got the base hit over and over being the $300,000 jackpot, if you could get a $300,000 jackpot every, let's make it drastic, every 6 months, wouldn't you do it? I would, you know, and I'm preaching a lot of things that I don't apply to my life because, you know, like there's money that could be spent better places than gambling, you know, essentially, but it is a legitimate strategy. You know, why do we always swing for the fences? Why don't we go for the little shit? If you told me today, Chris, you can have $300,000 every 6 months, I would take it. Of course, who wouldn't take it? Who is too great that they would be like, nah, even millionaires would take that shit because that's just more money, you know, going into their shit that they can spend on other shit to make them more money. That's just how it works. You know what I mean? I'm speaking like I'm some sort of expert, like some financial guru. I'm not. I'm definitely not, but I have read books from people that are smarter than me, that do know more than me, that have theories that do make sense. Check it out if you want to. It's called Go for No. But yeah, I love the baseball analogy, obviously, just in general. I love the baseball analogy of going for base hits. If you get a base hit for everybody through your lineup for one single inning, that's 9 runs, isn't it? Or is it 8 runs? I don't know. But it's still, you're doing okay. That's what I'm saying. No, it wouldn't be 8 runs. A base hit, base hit, base hit. Okay, now bases are loaded. Base hit, score 1. Base hit, score 2. Base hit, score 3. Base hit, score 4. Base hit, score 5. Base hit, score 6. So it'd be 6 runs. If everybody on your team got a base hit in a single inning, it'd be 6 runs. But aren't you winning the game at that point? That's the point. If you score $300,000 every couple of months, aren't you winning the game at that point? You didn't have to get the $1 billion jackpot, which is less likely anyway. anyways, so yeah, I mean, just genius. I cannot say enough about this guy. Just genius. And on his behalf, for his genius, we're going to go ahead and take another drink of this double Half-Life. Cheers, everybody. And we're bringing on a special guest. Who's our special guest, you might ask? It is Seagram 7 American Blended Whiskey. We're going to take a shot. Congratulations on your Golden Mug Award. He's probably asking himself, can I melt down this Golden Mug Award? How much would it be worth? Probably $24.99. It's not real gold, dude. So add the $24.99 to your $314,000 you probably profited off of your genius plan. There's going to be a streaker. It's like, yeah, I know there's going to be a streaker. It's going to be me. Fucking brilliant. Cheers, buddy. Ooh. Wash down that Seagram's with a little bit of my beer here. So yeah, that's pretty much the episode, everybody. Thank you for listening. Episode number 319. Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Stay safe out there. As always, treat yourself. Don't do yourself dirty. Treat yourself to an Uber. Treat yourself to a Lyft. Treat yourself to a DoorDash. They want you to use it. It does get expensive, but you know what's more expensive than DoorDashing booze to your door? Is getting pulled over for drinking and driving and then having to face all the consequences of that. The DoorDash is a lot less expensive than those other things I just mentioned. So don't do it. It's not worth it. You don't want to hurt yourself, do you? You don't want to hurt anybody else, do you? Do you really? I don't think you do. But thank you guys for listening. This was such a great episode. Such a fun episode for me. I had a great time talking. And, you know, just delivering my bullet points like I do every week for the most part. There's some episodes where I do raw dog it and I go no notes and I just make it work and I have to use the internet and, you know, life gets hectic. It is what it is. But thank you guys sincerely. I know I say this every week and it sounds like oh my God, there's about to be a wreck. Jesus Christ, lady. She can't even fucking turn the damn thing right. Anyway. Don't get a giant ass fucking car. You know, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Parking lot wreck almost happened. don't get a giant ass fucking car if you don't know how to drive it. If you can't keep it in the lane, if you can't turn it around tight corners, don't get it. We know that you're safe in there, but is everybody else? That's the problem. Anyways, okay, this is when a totally different direction. How many minutes am I in? Oh my God. 42 minutes in. Jesus Christ, I thought I had like 10 minutes left. All right, guys, I'm going to move on with my Sunday. I hope you guys do too. I hope you're safe. I love you all very much, and I sincerely mean it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, anything you've ever done. Thank you for donating. $ drink it till you on Cash App. If you care, buy me a beer. Buy me a beer. Drink me a song. Wait, sing me a song. Take me as I come because I can't hang out. Tom Petty, T. Petty. Anyways, I've had enough. Let's finish these off. My double half-life. I'm so damn impressed. Double half-life. Sponsor this podcast, if you will. Let's finish these off. Bottoms up, everybody. Cheers. Damn, she's hot. That's it. I will talk to you guys next week. Be safe out there. I love you all. Bye.